When we learned Parshas Va'era about a year ago, Parshas Shmos of last year, Tov Shemayim Tes, I spoke about erasing the name of Hashem, the name of Hashem. I since did a little more looking into it. I found some additional relevant sources. So this year is not a continuation of that. There's some overlap, but at least some different things also. The Seder begins, we learned this morning, Dark Vav of Shmos took a base in Gimel. Somehow, because Baruch indicates that he appeared to the others using the name, I'll say this for teaching purposes, by El Shaddai, Ushmi Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem of Horish, I didn't know no dati lahem. So Rashi comments, what does that mean? Rashi understands in the second source of Karakorah, the Gimel, the Erel Avos, fine, the question of what Rashi telling us. And that, maybe that's supposed to be the whole Dibra Masko, the Erel Avos. But anyway, El Shaddai, Rashi understands, a lot of times, it's true, a lot of times in Parshas Bereishis, I thought, well, who does introduce himself by saying, Ani El Kel Shakai, but it says, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lohem. Now the problem with that is, we also find that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself the obvious using the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rashi says, lo hodati, means kind of lo nodati, lo nikarti lohem, I didn't fully reveal myself in that name because I made various haftachos to them, which I didn't fulfill. And the name Yud Kei Vav Kei includes the full, not revelation, but the full fulfillment, so to speak, of Hashem's word somehow, and that's what it means over here. And now he's telling Moshe, he's using this name because he's going to keep the Havtoch of Timzitzis Mitzrayim. Even Ezra points out in Source 3 and Paragraph 4, Gimel, the Eira ain't Sofik Ya'avos Yodus have shame. Ya'avos was certainly familiar with this shame, however, Shushema Etzem, because that's the essential name, Ragza Hashem Hua Torah Lo Yodu. But what this exactly signifies, what it describes, that they weren't exactly sure. It's difficult for us to understand. The Ramban has a bit of an arichos. He quotes even as on Pasuk Beis, right? The Ramban and Moshe. Ramban in Source 4 says, Achocham Ravon Piresh, and so on. He quotes Ibn Ezra, and he says, Amar Elokim Moshe, Nir Eisil Avos B'Koach Yodi. I reveal myself to the Avos with my strength, that I can control things, but B'Shmi Shul Yud Hei. Asheronia kol hova, that everything comes from that. Lo nodati lahem liberalem chadoshos b'shinei ha'toldos. I didn't do any outwardly miraculous things and so on, and therefore tell them this time it's going to be different, and that they're going to see the hand of Hashem, the Yad Chazaka, and so on. That's how Ibn Ezra understands that Ramban quotes it. In the second paragraph, he says, Al derech emes bo akosas kipshuto mashmo yoma ani Hashem nir eitzelem bas baklaria shel kel shakai. Baklaria is like a mirror. You know, because you can see in a mirror, so there's sometimes a fuzzy-looking mirror where the image isn't as clear. Sometimes there's a sharper mirror. So he revealed himself to the Avos, you know, to the Aspaklaria She'ena Mi'ira, so to speak, which is one of the lesser names. But now he's revealing himself. The Moshe is going to see the Aspaklaria Mi'ira upon him and so on. Like Avos Zera Shamam Yuchal Lo Delam B'Nevua. Again, these are differences which I have to admit that I don't fully understand what each one means. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim in Source 5, Chelek Aleph, Perek Samech Aleph of the Mor Nevuchim, says the difference between this name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is more the name of the essential essence, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a name which symbolizes what he does. You know, even a name like Adon, right, Aleph Adon, yeah, that's how we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, but really the same Aleph Adon means master, right? We sometimes find it used in the Torah even as meaning a master, right? Or Elohim by itself can mean a judge. We find it in the Torah also, and just means a judge, you know. So when we say the same Hashem, when it's read Elohim, it means he's functioning in the role of a judge, so to speak, right? Those names somehow are more adjectival, if you were, right? But the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is also a master, but it's a different kind of name. Ram said at the very end of that paragraph, again, you can read through it if you want, he says, Omnam Shara Shemasim Kulamorim Al HaTorim, Lo Al Etzem Levad. Not the essential essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would understand it. But one thing is clear from all of this, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have different names by which we refer to him. One name is more the essence, that's what's going on over here, you know, Varela Avos, Rad Shemesh Shalom Zatilam, but he has other names which have Kedusha to it. Now, there is a din in the Torah, Parshas Re'eh, it's a mitzvah that we're not permitted to deface or erase the name of Hashem. It comes in Parshas Re'eh, Dvar, and Perek, Yudbeis, so 6, starting in Pasuk Aleph. Eilach, Hukam, Eshpatam, Asher, Tishman, Asos, Ba'aret, Asher, Nostam, Hashem, Elokei, Vosef, Elokei, 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 Asher, Atem, Chaim, Al Adama. These are the rules when you come into Eretz Yisrael. It says in Pasuk Beis, Perek, Yudbeis, Dvar, so 6, Abei, Ta'abdun. It's called a coma, says Abdu Shamagoyim. You have to utterly wipe out all the places where idolatry, all the places where idolatrous practices took place. the mountains, the trees, whatever they worship, the idolatrous practices. And the Gimel, the Tatsim is Bechos. Bechos, some break their altars and break up the places that they worshipped and so on, which was paganism. But Pasuk Dalet, for our purposes tonight, Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokeichem. You can't do that to Hashem. What does that mean? You can't do what to Hashem? So different interpretations, and the Halacha, but Rashi, for our purposes tonight, in Perikid Beis, Pasuk Dalet, there in Bar 7, says, Dover Acher, the Tatsim is Bechosam, will be Vadat in Hashemam. Lo Sasun Kein. You have to wipe out their names, the names of Avodah Zarah, but you can't do that to Hashem, meaning Azhara. This is a warning against erasing the name of Hashem. You have to wipe out the names of these other Avodah Zarah, the other gods, but not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And also notates Evan Mizbeach, Avodah Zarah breaking from the Mizbeach. And that's what the Sifrei says there in Dvarim, Piskas Tamech Aleph in Parshas Vayei, in source 8, of Yishmael Omer, Minayin Lemochek Os Achas Min Hashem, even if we erase one letter, She'over below Taset, the violation of Islam. So this phrase puts all these tukim together and teaches us that there's an iser to erase the name of Hashem, even one letter of the name of Hashem. And it appears in the Gemara as well, in Makos Tav Kof Beis and Aleph Source 9. There, the Gemara, that's where the Gemara has, you know, this case of Yesh Korim Shterom Echad, where it's a pile on. They can do one act and violate, you know, a whole bunch of different lavin by doing one act. You know, you plow the field with a chamor and a shor at the same time, and it's Shabbos, and it's Yom Kippur, and it's Shemitah. create your own love, you know. So the Gemara, you know, pile on. Well, you know, the Gemara asked, like, maybe the guy's also wearing shatnez. You keep it. So one of the things where I said, maybe when he's plowing the field, he tramples over something that has a Shem Hashem. You know, when he and the animal walk over and stop, right? You can keep, and the Gemara says, why those aren't included? Fine. So again, I'm not so interested in the Gemara. It's an exercise in, you know, in creativity in a way, but the Gemara says, Maskel of Chananya, 9. Lechlechshav Nami Hamochik Es Hashem, Balichoso, maybe. Okay, and so it turns out not. But where do you have this Nisra Moch Hashem? Vazhartei Mehochad, the Azhorish, and this Pasuk, Vadat and Hashemam, Lo Sasum Kem Hashem Lokechem. Like the Sifrasis, the Gemara Makkah. For whatever reason, it's not included in that Yishkar Shetel Mechad, but okay, but it is still allowed. And in Masechet Sofim also, Perikei Halacha Vav, says as well, Hamochik Os Achas Min Hashem, over below Tasem, Omer Shun Lachachem, Vedat Hashem Lokechem, Hu Lo Sasum Kem Hashem Lokechem. So certainly allowed to erase or deface the name of Hashem. Yeah.
The last three sources is Mochik and Hashem. It seems to be like the name.
Oh, so now which name? Right. So we don't know from these sources, but that's the Gemara in Shulis. Segue right into the next source. That's the Gemara in Shulis. On Daf 11, the source 11, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Shulis. Elu Hein, Shem Hoshen and Chokin. Here's the list of names that you're not allowed to erase. Because you're right, those sources don't say which name. Right?
I think it's by one name.
Yeah, even one, right. Although it's a good point, Hashem. That's a point. Yeah, it's an interesting horror. But the Gemara lists here a bunch. So it says, what are they? Kegon, Kael, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Eke, Asher, Eke, Aleph, Dalet, right? Yudke, Yudke, Vovke, Shaddai, Shakai, Tzokos, Tzokos, Harei, Elo, Ein, Nimchokim. Okay? Avol, other adjectives, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanor, Vahadir, Vahchazok, whole Adir, you know, Vahchazok, Vahamit, Vahazuz, Hachanavar, and Yudgomidis, Hachanavar, Amer, Hapayim, Now, Chesed, those are, even when they're referring to Hashem, it seems Harelim Chokim, because those are not particularly about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, although they can and sometimes do describe them. Those are names. So those are we have a distinction. And the Rambam paskens this way. Parak Vov of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah Aleph. Rambam paskens Halacha Kol Ma'abed Shein in Hashem Hakadoshim HaTorim Shenikar B'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lokim in HaTorah. Like any other law, which you get Malkus. Shereihu Omer Vodes Chachom Ibaratem Hashem by idolatry. It says you wipe out the name of the Malkamu. And Lo Tassim Ken Lashon Okechem. Don't do that to Hashem. Halacha Beis is Shiva Shemos Hain. There are seven names. Okay. Oh, okay. Hold on for a second. Okay. So there are, we're up to source 13. The Gemara says that the Rambam Paskin, according to that Gemara, that there are seven names, okay, that you're not allowed to erase. Seven names for the Shpark you're not allowed to erase. Hashem Hanichtav Yud Hei Vav Hei, right? The Shem on the Forest, which we spoke about earlier, somehow is more the essential name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We call it the Shem on the Forest. Rambam says here, Hu Hashem on the Forest, what they call the Tetragrammaton, I think is the English term, right? The name, the ineffable name. Oh, Hanichtav Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. I'm just saying the teaching Adonai. The El Eloa Elohim Elohei Veshadai Tzvaos Kol Hamochek Afilo Os Achas Mishiva Elohim. Even if you don't erase the whole name, but it's written as if you erase even one letter, you get Malkus. So the question is, you know, the Rambam says there are seven, and if you count, it turns out there are eight, right? His list is eight, right? Because Yudev of eight, and then Adonai El Elohim Elohei Shaddai Tzvahos is eight, right? So could be seven besides the Shane Yudkevok. Go back to what you said. Shane is the name, plus there are another seven. Or the Kesef Mishnah, there are different Girsos in this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah talks about a little bit here in Parak Vav, Vilchus HaTorah of Beis 13. Masha Kosar Rabbeinu Shem Shiva Shem was reported on Tamot Shishmona. Hainu Mishum, the Aleph, the Aleph, Nun, Yud, Hei counts as one. So that's how we pronounce it. Obviously, one thing's for sure, the letters Yud, Hei, Vav, Hei, I don't know how to pronounce it, but one thing's for sure, it doesn't spell out Adonai. Right? You put the letters together. That's what we use, you know, because we don't know how to pronounce it, right? They one time knew how to pronounce it. Okay, but we don't know how to pronounce it, so we substitute, and once in a while, when Aleph, the Aleph, Nun, Yud is written next to it, like in Haftorah, sometimes we say Adonai Elohim. We use Elohim for Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? You know, because it looks so funny to have read two different words the same exact way, right? Anyway, but so that's one thing. He has another nusach that didn't include Elohei because that's just the possessive of Elohim. So he has a different nusach in the third line. Nusach and influence Benitzia Ksuv Hashem 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 Anichtav Yud Hei Vav Hei Behu Hashem Vurosh O Anichtav. Again, Adonai Eloah Elohim, not Elohei, the Shaddai Tzvos. And another Nusach has Eya Sher Eya in it. Okay, this the Rambam, the way we have it, didn't have Eya in it. Unless we said the Eke Asher Eke. And that's a question, is the Asher count as a separate part of the name? But anyway, that's something we spoke about last year. But anyway, so there are different interpretations exactly how there's seven. But we get the idea. And this appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeus and Reish Ayin Vav Sivtes. Also Limchok Afilo Oz Achas Mishiva Shemos Enam Limchokim. Below my osos and it follows macharem. We call that the suffixes. Right? You have a letter, Elohim, and you say Elohechem, like the name of Shema, Kasher Kechem Emet. Right? So that's also part. You go on Chof Shelokecho, the Chof Mem Shelokechem. That's not a separate name, but it's attached to the name in a plural form, or you know, addressing a group and so on. Elo Shiva Shema Shema Havaya that you gave up the Shema Adnos the Kale Alokalokim Shakai Tzolos Yesh Korsim Gam Ken Ekes Yergei the Biar Gro there in Yerodeis and Reishai Vav and Sikot Yurches he's quoting the Rambam according to the Nusach the second Nusach which the Kesef Mishnah obviously what the Shohar also but he shows him thinks that it's correct and he thinks the first one is simply a toast. Okay anyway ever so then and some say also Yesh Yergei which is the final Nusach that he quotes. Okay so different rules. On the top of the next page, he says in the Likuliku to the Groh, he continues, and that same Sukkot in the Yud Tes, he says, Avaloga Sin and Shom Elokai, right? Eloka, because that's in Kuri Elokim, right? That's, you know, sometimes you have Eloka, we have that. I don't know where we have the local. We have the dollar. Huh? Dollar, right. So what was it? Yeah, right. So it's I'm explaining to people answer. I think a hollow. It was a positive somewhere. All right. So Loka, that's not a separate name. Okay. He says that's the same one. And okay, so that's the idea. Now, in addition to this, there's an interesting Gemara, okay, that appears in that same Sugya and Shuas, Lamed Hamid Beis and Shuas. Okay, we were with Laman Hamad Aleph. On the next page there in Shuas, the Gemara says, makes a statement, Kol Shlomo, Amurim B'Shir HaShirim Kodesh. You know, a lot of times the name Shlomo appears in Shir HaShirim. But according to this Gemara, those are all a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every Shlomo in Shir HaShirim is also Kodesh. Like Shir HaShirim, Asher L'Shlomo, Shir L'Misha Shalom Shalom. And the Rambam brings out Aloha in the same parak in Hilchos Sotah Torah, parak Rav Aloha test, Kol Shlomo Am Rishir Hashem Kodesh. And there's a couple exceptions. Vareu Kishara Kinuyim. But the Rambam says they're like the other nicknames. Meaning, what does that mean exactly? So the Kesef Mishnah there, parak Rav Aloha test, says Kishara Kinuyim, meaning that they're Kodesh, not in the sense that you can't erase it. They're just, you know, like other nicknames are Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how he says, Hare Kishara Kinuyim, Das Rabbeinu Lomar, in what sense are they Kodesh? If you use it in the context of a Shua, and you say, I swear by Shalom, so then it counts like swearing in the name of Hashem. Well, if the Bezdin has Eidim swear, and then the Kofar, then you're Chayav. And he says, Ken Kosler is Bob Aran, and the Rosh says, okay, not that it's Eino Nimchak, okay? So I printed. You have all the Rishonim say it. The Ramban there in Shul Islam at Hand, page 19, says it, okay? The Ramban writes, Kol Shlomo Amur B'Shir Shem Kodesh. He says, Epsher, the Ilinyan Moche Komar. It's possible to learn that it's talking about Moche. It's possible, but he said, you know, and therefore he says, it's not like Rachum and Chanum, which is just a nickname, but rather it's like a name of Hashem, like Aleph Lamed or Aleph Dalad and so on and so forth. Okay. However, at the end he says, "Below Ra'isi Sofrim Nimrah Milim Chofahen." I see that people are not mashal like that, are not knowing like that. Bechein Nir Medivah Rab Moshe the Iker. The Iker is not that. It's not, doesn't count as a separate name in terms of not being allowed to erase it. That's Rosh Bor writes also in Kedushim Neir Shulz Lamed Hei Beis 20 Kol Shomo Mishur Shem Kodesh Lav Lemei Moshe Mechokim. For Shmua purposes, you know, there's someone's mashbiya by that name, it counts like swearing in the Hashem. Then, you know, it turns out you're lying, so you get the appropriate punishment. The Ritva also, the Shmua's Lamed Hei Beis, Kol Shomor B'Shur Hashem Kodesh, Nirin Diver Rabin Aramban, Shapir Shalav Le'ina Shanimcha Komar, Tarein Zekine, El Melech Shashom Shalo, Ela Shubo Lo'an Beinu, Shul Kodesh, the Drosh of the Kroi, Oh, Efshin Yoh Nishpa B'Shom, either it's because he explained what the Pasuk means, and maybe, you know, forget about Shua, it's just telling you, that in the context of understanding Shir Hashem, it means the name of Hashem. Oh, then he also mentions the Shul. The Rosh, right there in Shul's paragraph in Chol Gimel, Kol Shlomo Ha'amim Shir Hashem Kodesh, Lav Le'in Shem Nimchok, El Leida Perusho. Just to know, you want to understand what it means in Shir Hashem. It's not talking about Shlomo HaMelech King Solomon, it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the Tshuva of the Rosh, Chol Gimel Siman Tes Vav 23, he quotes a certain Rabbi Matzliach, I don't know who that is, but he says, Umash Omar Rabbi Matzliach, the Shlomo Ha'amim B'Shir Hashem Eino Nimchak with Yishu Kodesh, Kevin Parashulis Eidus, called Shlomo B'Shir Hashem Kodesh, Lo Kiven Yofet. The Rosh quotes some other Talmud Chacham who says, no, you're not allowed to erase it, but the Rosh himself says, I don't think that's correct. The Ma'ik Dush also, what's Kodesh? It's just saying, he was in charge of peace. Right? That's what it means. And of course, Baruch was also Shalom. But no Isser the Mochik, he's also Racham Echamim, can be Mochik those. And therefore he writes, Ha'arei Mochiyat, Apo Pish Hashem Atzma, Nikor Shalom, Kevon Shenu Shema Etzem, it's an adjective. It shows what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rachum. Okay? It shows what his activities are. So Shalom shows that he brings peace to the world. Those are Shalom and Roma, right? But it doesn't mean it's a part of his essential name. So therefore, it's Havilei Kimo, Hagadol Hagibo, Anora Adir Amitz, and some of those things. And therefore, it would not be us to erase the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I just printed. Yeah.
I think Shalom is also a
Tina. But, yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah.
No, not Shalom, Shalom.
Oh, yeah, also 1 second. So Tomash Shlomo, so right. I'm sorry. So, we'll talk about Shalom by itself shortly. Okay, we'll talk about Shalom. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right, that's Tomash Shlomo. But we'll see about Shalom itself. Okay, as a side, we'll get back to Shalom itself. Okay, and what do you do for the guy's name is Shalom? Maybe mention that later. But why is it that? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Tomash Shlomo. Okay, but if Shlomo means Lamisha Shlomo, his peace, his Shalom. Right. So we'll see about Shalom also. But I just printed in Source 24, Tshuva from the Rav Galim, that's the Ben Ishchai, right? Sardi Posey was a Chaim of Baghdad. The Tshuva's Rav Galim Chelek Dalet, the section called Sod Yisharim, Simon Yod Aleph, someone asked him, why is it that the regular name of Hashem doesn't appear in Shir HaShirim? Okay, and they have to have this drusha that, well, it appears, but it appears in a hidden way. It appears only through Shlomo, right? And it says, Misha Shalom Shalom, except for a couple of exceptions. So he quotes the Rambam. And he says in the second paragraph, quote, the Rosh, all these Rishonim I just mentioned, that because the whole Shir HaShirim is a remez. The whole Shir HaShirim is an allegory. Shir HaShirim is not meant to be taken literally as a love story between a lovesick young man and a lovesick young woman. That's not, you know, again, you look in Rashi interprets Shir HaShirim completely allegorically. In fact, the art scroll translation of Shir HaShirim is not a word for word, you know, not a literal translation, and they write an introduction. They're following Rashi's example, and they're not translating it literally. It's an allegory. It's a mashal. So that's what the Ben Ishchai writes here in the Tshuva of Tolim. He says, "Shashirim kulo mitchilim adzof he derech mashal ba'adar garm ne'elam even istarve ena kipshuta." That shouldn't be understood literally, chas v'shalom, because there is no. In fact, what we're saying is there's no pshat. But usually, we have different layers of interpretation. Pshat. But then there's drash and remez and so other things, you know, different layers of interpretation. But the Rav Kalin here is saying that Shir HaShirim, there is no pshat. Okay, it's not meant to be in a super pshat. So therefore, Shlomo is another example that the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu by this nickname. Okay. Now, just one other, or the Me'iri over there in Shulchan Lamed Hamed Beis, right, comments, okay, that anything which is important, anything which is attached to the name, like a prefix or a suffix, also has that same status. He says, he said beforehand, that which is before, you can erase. Okay? Name Ketan, Bahashem, Kashem, Mi Kashem Elokeinu, right? The Hodul Hashem, that, right? All those letters, those Beis, Chof, Lamed, Mem, which are prefixes. Nimchokos, okay? V'chein Vav also, Bahashem. And Bahashem Shalom also, right? You can, why? Because because that letter, at the time you wrote it, did not have any Kedusha to it, because you hadn't yet written any Hashem. As opposed to a suffix, you add it on, you already wrote the same Hashem. So he makes that this distinction. And then he said, interesting, right? I mean, but then, Gedol HaMe Farshim Kosh, Shekol Elam HaBashem Shem Nechokim, Davka Shenichlu Shomim Komon. Of Nechum Komon Kedosh and Nechokim. He says, depends where they're written. They're written in a Pasuk, and it's clearly referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even other names can't be erased. That's an interesting question. Okay, in other words, let's say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, but he's Gimel Midus, okay, and he says, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Echanun. So there some suggest, quote the Miri, that you're not allowed to erase those things, because there, it's clearly only a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's an interesting point. Maybe that's only Drabbanon, he mentioned in Makas Mardus, so that you shouldn't erase that. The question I'd like to look at now is, what if you have letters that it became customary to use for the Shem Hashem, but they really, by themselves, they have no significance. For example, I'm writing the Sefer Chassidim, in a tough Kuf Lamed Hey, 26 talks about it. Yud Yud. All the old Siddurim that we grew up with, when it had a bracha, it says, Baruch Atah Yud Yud. Now, our scroll spells out Yud Hey Vav, so does the Koran Siddur. And maybe the more modern Siddurim spell out, I'm not sure about the Rinat Yisrael Siddur, I think also spells out, forgot already. But I don't remember. But certainly when we grew up with the old Tikkun Meir Siddur and the Shiloh Siddur and so on, but the Shem Hashem was Yud Yud. And Yud Yud by itself is amazing. It's nothing, nothing to it, right? So, the Sefer Chassidim writes, in Tzimtof Kuf Lamed Hey, Im Adam Kosev Ksav Yud Yud, Leos, apparently it's an old custom. I mean, Sefer Chassidim is in Rishonim, right? Yud Chassid, so apparently it's an old custom to use Yud Yud as a reference to Hashem. He says, Yochol Limchok. Sorry, Amru Chof Dech Hashem Limchok, Dela Hashem Limchok, Aval Okeinu, Nenvo Eno Limchok, Kidsho Hashem. There was nothing, he said, the example that they gave, and the other Rishonim give, based on the Gemara, that Miri quoted, you know, so, he says, I'm not really sure of his raya, but he says, it didn't have the Kedusha yet somehow. So because the Yud Yud also doesn't have Kedusha. I'm not sure what his raya is, but it's clearer, in my opinion, from the Chumash Hadeshin. And the Pesachim Muktzav in Sin Kuf Ayin Aleph. Someone asked him directly, Vasher Sha'alte Mutter Limchok HaNechtovim B'Sidurim U'Tfilos HaNeshamim B'Shnei Yudin. There are two Yuds, and they had a line on top of it. Look like a Vav on top of it. That's not the Amar and Sidur. I've seen that too. In Old Siddurim, Yud Yud with a line on top. The regular that we grew up with didn't have that thing good. But that's what he's asked about. And he says, Nira Hatam, why did that minig develop? Because the two Yuds, 10 and 10 is 20, and had a, like a Vav on top, 6. So the Shem Havaya, Yud Kevavke, is 26. So it's like a remez. So he says, not the Gam Shem Shem Levad Kazeh Hashem, or it doesn't have the Shmitchik afterwards. That's how we, the Gam Yeshosim Shnei Vavin Kazeh, okay? Vav, different ways they write it out. So Nistapak the Shemesh ben Kedusha, or Shemesh Osin Avav and Lamala Shuba Kadesh Leia ben Kedusha. He says, near the Mitam Gematria ain't lesser. Just because the Gematria works out, that's not enough of a reason to, because there are other ways. Okay, he mentions the word Havadai. Like Havadai Shmo came to Havadai, also ends at 26. You can't erase that either, because he ends at 26. He goes ridiculous, right? And that Gematria Shem Yuchot. And he says, but even forgetting the Gematria that just represents Name Hashem, that's not enough for reason they can't erase it. It's not Name Hashem. It's used for that purpose. Okay? And he speaks about the Shlomo, which also is a reference, and we said you're allowed to erase it. Right? That's why I brought in the whole Shlomo thing. Because Shlomo is also referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can erase. So the Yud Yud is not going to be more, you know, stringent or more kadosh, so to speak, the name of it, you know. Now, you want to say, well, I'm not sure, that maybe the Yud represents the first letter of the Yud Kevavke. And why they picked two Yuds and not two Gimels or something, right? See, that I'm not sure about, because maybe Hainu Tchila Shema Miyuchad, okay? And if you have The Aleph Dalet from Adonai, there's a sheet that you can't erase that, although the Shin Dalet from Shai, you can, different names and so on. And he writes, and nevertheless, he concludes that it's okay to erase it, but if you aim Torah Godel B'dover Lama Nathan also, you know what, don't erase it, unless there's a need to erase it. So that appears in the Shofar, yeah.
Okay, what about Aniva Hall?
Yeah, right, well, it's one of those 72, right, the three columns of 24. Yeah, I'm not sure, right, they're also... Right, right. So we'll see that. Right, it seems to be mutter. Well, he's referring, there's a pasuk in Mishnah somewhere that somehow the 72 letter name Hashem, which is three lines of 24, and so Ani and Behol, something like that, the whole Keshwin had to do it. Not sure. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: the Ramah, right, the Reish Ein Vav Sif Yud, go right 28. The Hashem Shakosin B'Sidurim Beis Yudin V'Achar Agaben Mutter L'Moko Imul Tzorah. Almost says that you can raise if there's a need for it. Don't need, why bother? Shach, and Sukkot Nidalit adds, Imel Tzorch, with Piskei Maharai, that's the Shemot Edition, Isha Tzorch Godel. Now, the Ramo just wrote Tzorch. Okay, he is a Tzorch Godel. Okay, how do you define that? I'm not sure. Okay? The Bir Agro there, Chavdalit 30, right? Kevon She'eno Osios Hashem, the Afogav She'romos Hashem. Okay, it's like Shlomo, it's not that you can't erase it. As far as it means, and he quotes the Rush and the whole thing about Shlomo. He says the same thing here. These two yudin shouldn't be anything. But again, if they have no reason, there's no reason not to be master. What about what many people do today? Beis hay. They write in the top column, you know, and they write the beis hay, you know, or we write in a wedding invitation, bezus hay, you know, sham bezus mizbar, and so on. So what's the story with that? Okay, I mean, the hay by itself doesn't do anything either. On the other hand, you're using it to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes, you know, like I said, in a wedding invitation or bar mitzvah says, Shishkayim, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Yom Rishon, you know, the next Sunday, whatever, right? So what's the story with that? So there's a story in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara has a story relating to the time of 31, the time of Hanukkah, the Greek occupation, where it's a Mosi Rav Acha Bar Huna. What the Gemara there here is talking about is what's called Megillas Tainus. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were certain days on which they had sort of like a mini yontif. It wasn't a real yontif, like a mini yontif, some celebratory status. And on those days, you weren't allowed to fast. I would say the contemporary example would be the days we wouldn't say tachanun. Right? that's a contemporary. Not a big holiday, but something happened. We're not going to say tachanun. Right? So that's the Megillas Tainus. So the Megillas Tainus is the list of all these days. And it's available. You know, I have it home. You can get the Spanish Megillah. Tainus is a lid. Megillah means a scroll. It was a scroll of days when you're not supposed to fast. Because it was a little yontif. It wasn't a real yontif. It was just, we wouldn't say tachan on these days. Right? So, two most famous days in Megillah Tainus are Chanukah and Purim. Right? We're not in the Torah. By the way, they say that Megillah Tainus was the first piece of Torah Shmuel Peh that we committed to writing. That's the first thing. It's ancient, you know, it's old. But anyway, So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses many of those things. Of course, the Gemara concludes Bakla Megillas Tanis. We don't, other than Chanukah and Purim, we don't observe these days anymore because all those days had to do with something that was done to improve the community or to fix something in the Beis HaMikdash. They put it in the Mizbeach, they fixed the pile. They did something. So we're going to celebrate that. What do you mean? What Beis HaMikdash? You know, the Megillas Tanis we don't have anymore except for Chanukah and Purim for other reasons. But the Gemara tells the story, most of Rosh Hashanah, the Tlosa B'Tishrei. On the 3rd of Tishrei, something important happened. Okay, forget about Tzong Gedalia now, but on the 3rd of Tishrei, Bat Batilas Atkarta Minshtaraya. Okay, what does that mean? The Gemara explains. Shagozo Malchus Yavon Shmat. Right, the Greeks, we know that they made many decrees against the Jews. They didn't want to observe Shabbat and Bris Milah and Rosh Chodesh. So among the things was, Shalola Hazkir Shem Shamayim Alpiyam. Not to mention regular name of Hashem. They don't want to mention Jews in there, mention the name of God. When the Chanukah, when the Chashmonaim defeated them and were strong, Hiskinu, they wanted to restore. Shomaskirin Shem Shemaim, I feel a restore. So went even further. That you'd have the name of Hashem even on documents, on papers. And here's how they used to date the document. Vishnas Kach Vikach. Leyochanan Koin Godo Le'el, I'm saying repetition, Le'el Oyom. That's what they write in the document. That's what the Chashmonaim instituted. But when the Chachamim heard that they saw that was people were doing, again, it was like almost like a hyper-correction, right? The Greeks didn't want them doing it. So now we're going to show them, not only are we going to mention Hashem, we're going to even put it in our documents. The Chachamim said it's going too far. Why? You have a document, what's going to happen after he paid you back? You rip up the document, throw it in the garbage can. Right? So in the name of Hashem, Kelo Yahon is in the garbage. So therefore, they bit them. They got did away with that, and on that day, they made like a little yomtet. That's where Rashi fills in the blanks. Right? So that's what happened over there. So you see that writing the full name of Hashem in a document that's going to end up in a garbage can is not appropriate. So that's the question. What about imitations? I personally, I don't mean to make anyone feel bad, but I never understood why people medics spend a lot of money on imitations. You know, to me, spend the money on the simcha itself, but the imitations, you know, sometimes you get these. Yeah, I'm afraid to throw it out. It's like throwing out a work of art. You know, it's beautiful, it's heavy, and it's gold. We've all got such imitations, you know. Well, what do you do for it? Really, you end up throwing the garbage. Right? I mean, how many imitations do you want? Huh? Eventually it goes in the garbage, right? So therefore, to put a name on it, you know, to put the name of Hashem on it, the regular name of Hashem, like Kaleon, that's a problem because you shouldn't throw it out. So the Sefer Tashbeis Cotton, that was written by a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, from Shimshon Reb Tzadok, he collected, Maram Rutenberg, we know, was, you know, spent the last 14 years of life in prison on, you know, made up charges, and they wanted to ransom him, you know, and he left, gave word that they should not pay the ransom because it was too expensive. And he said it's just going to encourage him next week they'll kidnap a different rabbi and hold him up, you know. So, but he apparently he was a fine person. They let his Talmidim come to the prison to sit one of him. And so the Shesha Tashbeit collected a lot of his Chokhmahs. On Siman Tov Yud Ches, he writes, the Eino Kosev Shalom, he's more Shalom, Shalom Biksovim. You shouldn't write even the name Shalom in a paper. And he quotes the Gemara, Vayikol, we'll see you later, Morn Shabbos, Vayikol Hashem Shalom, Pirsh Hashem Shu Shalom. The Tam, right now I'm into this part, when you write a letter to somebody, but ain't nobody writes letters, they write texts. But I mean, in those days, people would write letters, right? So the letters land up in the garbage also. So you see that was a concern. And that appears in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeh Sim Reish Ayin Rav, Sif Yud Gimel, Ramor writes, 34, you should not write the name of Hashem other than in a sefer that's going to be properly preserved. The Yuchal of the design, because it'll be difficult to defile. The Lachay Nisharim is Kamshalot Tov Shein Bigeres. That's why the proper minhag is, says Rambam, is not to write the name of Hashem, any regular name of Hashem, in any letter. Yesh Nisharim of Hilumin Shalom. He will come back now. Shalom. He says some people are careful about Shalom. Okay, Shalolig Mor Ksivoso, not to write it all the way. Rather to write Shin Lamed Vav with an apostrophe Shmishik afterwards. Right. And the Shach quotes in Zikot and Tezayin. He says about the Shalom parts. Barova Olam Ein Nisharim B'Zeh. Most people are not knowing that way based on the rush and so on that we saw. Okay, so I'll digress for 1 minute about Shalom. Okay, how do you know with the Shalom name of Hashem? So that's a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, Paragraph, pasuk Chav Dalet 36. Vayiven Shom Gidom Mizbech Hashem, Vayikol Hashem Shalom. Ad Hayom Azel, Dinah Bapos, Abiyah Ezri, whatever. Okay, and so the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yudam Beis, that you're not supposed to name the name of Shalom in a bathhouse. You're in the bathroom, you know, locker room, you know, people undressed, not the Bakavadik presentation. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, you know, Beis, ain't shame, ain't shom shil, shom misailer of Munum Shed, Ula Domar, also the Adam Shita and Shom Chaber Beis Hamechot. Mishum Shanema, this Pasuk and Shoftim, Perak Vok, Pasuk of Dalla, Vayikol Hashem Shalom. Right, Rashi says, Gidon, right, that's the Lakhaz Baruch Hu, Hashem Shalom. So Tosis, and Tosis and Tosis, Yudam and Aleph, that's in Shabbos, Yudam and Beis. In Tosis, Yudam and Aleph, Tosis says, 39, Elamat Allah Yimachet, Tame the Rebbe, my Shalom is Shalom. Okay, talk the name of Shalom, the name of Shalom. You shouldn't say it in the Beis HaMechot, it's based on that Pasuk. Okay? So again, that's the bottom line. It talks about comparing it to Chalon Arachim. Maybe it's not the same, maybe there's a difference in the Beis HaMechot and writing it and erasing it and so on. So again, I don't want to go into too much detail about Shalom now. Okay, the Bira Groh there in Yerodeh Sim Reish Vayin Vav Sukkot Chofetz says some people are careful about Shalom based on Sota, but others are Shalom. The Tosfos said you should be careful about it. Others disagree. So Machok is Rishonim. Okay, the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef from 41, and that's Siman Reish Ayin Vav in Yerodeh. The Shach wrote his parish called Tifse Kohen, of Shabse Kohen, right? That was his name. So they called the Shach, even though the parish called Tifse Kohen, we don't call him the Shach, rather than by his name, Shabse Kohen. But the Taz was on the other side of the page. The Taz called this Sefer Turei Zav, Pillars of Gold, but that's a play on words because he's commenting on the Arba Turim, right? The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Torei Zohav Nasa, the Torah with a top. That was a test. Torei Zohav Nasa Lo, right? So Torei Zohav, so this is Turei Zohav, it's a play on words because it's on the Tur. The rest of that Pasuk says, Shir Hashirim says, Torei Zohav Nasa Lo, in the Kudus HaKesef. So the Shach, in his commentary response to the Taz, calls this thing. He calls it Terezov. I call it the Kudus HaKesed. Anyway, and it's not always on the Tazil. Usually, it's here. It is. It's in Reish Hanrav. So he writes. He quotes the Machos Rishonim. Okay, the Machos Rishonim, and it's a question whether even Tosus agrees. So some people are careful about Shalom. Now, what this would seem to indicate, I have a couple other tshuvas that I presented here. The Radvaz, an early Achron, Chelik Aleph Simon Reish Chop. Okay, he was asking Shalom and many Amashenagul Shalolich of Shalom Bolei Miksavim in the Eishlus Esmach. Is it correct that people are careful not to write Shalom in the document? Clearly, though, what I'm getting at, and this is a bit of a digression, but to write the name of Hashem in a paper, a letter, something that's going to get thrown in the garbage seems clearly to be wrong. Right? That's for sure. Okay, so to write the name of Hashem, the only question now, where does Shalom fit in to that requirement? But to write, certainly in the other name that someone's going to throw out, it's going to get destroyed, so then that would not be allowed, right? So the Radva has answered, Yofem Osim, Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, no, it's correct, they shouldn't write it. And they should write it Choser, Lefika Choser also Choser. Right, leave out one of the letters, so it won't be the name of Hashem. So then he goes, how far do you take it? What about Emes? Kodesh Baruch Hu is also called Emes. Okay, Hashem, okay, Emes, and so on. So he discusses Shalom may be different. All right, but anyway, he says that you should be careful about it. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a longer tshuva. Chelek Dalad, the biggest Moshe, Orchaim, Chelek Dalad, Orchaim, Chelek Dalad, Simon Mem, Oz Gimel. He writes, in Yesh Kpeida Melicht of Shalom Mechtovim, right? Vodor Shekos and Mechtove Reus. Letters of friendship. That's interesting. He writes, should he write, in Yesh Kpeida Melicht of Teva Shalom Legamre, O Shetorach Lechaster Hamem. Leave off the mem and make a little dot, like it quotes the Ramah. So he writes, on the fourth line, but ani ba'atmi berov mikhtavi shuma shani meshiv divrei Torah ani gomer ksuvaso. When I write the word shalom, I do spell it out completely. But he says, I know, because most of the time I'm writing tshuvas to somebody. Okay, Moshe, I guess, wasn't writing too many greeting letters. He's writing tshuvas, so he knew that they'd be properly preserved. Probably didn't know how well preserved when he wrote them, but you know, today if you have them, you know, you're probably very valuable. You sell it for a lot of money. You have a handwritten tshuva from Moshe. Every once in a while, you see, I get a thing, you know, oh, they have a handwritten letter from Sofa, they're asking for who knows how much money you have to sell, right? So I'm sure he didn't realize that at the time, but he did realize the Moshe that wasn't going to throw in the trash. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, it's not going to be thrown out. So, I do write it all the way out, okay? But he says, you know, for another type of letter, so there's room to say maybe, you know, maybe you shouldn't write it out. He says, on the other hand, he said, the Olam, he says, Rova Olam, Ainis Harmazel, like the Shach said, okay? And therefore, in the Michtave Reus, you know, it's just a friendship letter. He says, really, it may depend, you know, why you're writing it all together. If you're writing Shalom as like a well, wishing somebody well, so then Rav Moshe said, well, 1 second. So there you really are, in effect, calling upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? I mean, right? I mean, you're using the word shalom as a bracha. So it's almost like you're a tefillah, yes, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, then maybe you shouldn't write it out. Because if you want to say in the course of the letter, there's peace now in Eretz Yisrael, so write the shalom in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that, you can write out the word shalom. There's no reference directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you're saying shalom alecha, or shalom for your mishpacha, and Hashem, so then you're really writing it as almost a tefillah, or as he was in charge of peace. So then, you know, maybe there is room to be... Michalik, right? Look at the second paragraph. Avol nira dizel kisher kosme agar shalom lecha ulaveitcha shalom ubracha. You know, when you write that kind of thing, where you're, it's almost like a tefillah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu or bracha to this person. The name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there. Clearly, you're appealing to He who grants shalom and brachas. Then it's probably not right. But if you just write, you know, shalom, you know, stam. Anyway, he makes that type of michalik in this tshuva. Okay. The Chidah, okay, quotes. So getting back now to our question. So that was a big digression. But Shalom, if you want to read further, you can read about it in this tshuva from Moshe. But getting back to our issue. So that's all true about writing on a letter the actual name. But let's come back to the two yuds or the hey. The guy writes Bez Hey or Bez Hashem Yisbarach. That's not the name of Hashem. Is that okay on a letter to be thrown out? If you're writing the name of Hashem. Okay, question whether Shalom's included or not. But, okay, whatever the conclusion is there. But if you're writing regularly in Hashem, like that Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that they wrote, Kehel Yom, that's going to throw in the garbage. That clearly is not right. That's the Ramah writes, right? That's all Kol Zman. You're writing an actual name of Hashem. But if you're just writing a letter, hey, you know, Beis Hey, or Beis Hashem, you know, Yud, or whatever, that kind of thing, would that also be included? Now, I don't want to say it's quite Lifnei, but here, I send you a letter with the name of Hashem, and you're going to throw it out, so it's not right. But that's, the question is, what about just writing a Hey? You know, in other words, we just demonstrated, based on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, from the Tashbeis and the Rama Paskins that way in Sifri Gimel, right? I'll read it again in 34. Also, lichtov shem lechatchila shelo b'sefer v'yuchol lava l'debizar and v'lochein nizharen shelo lichtov shem b'yigaris. And some include shalom. Fine. But you know, you shouldn't write, the bottom line is the Ramor rules, you shouldn't write the name of Hashem in a Stama letter because it's going to get thrown out. Right? So, what about just not really a name of Hashem, but just like a Beis Hey kind of thing? So in the Chidah has a commentary on the Sefer Chassidim on that simon that we saw earlier, Tov Kuf Lamed Hey. The Chidah's commentary is called Bris Olam, and Shomar Bris, two commentaries at the bottom of most of many editions of Sefer Chassidim. So here it says, he quotes a practice apparently, that on Hoshana Rabbah, people would write Hashem Yishmor Tzeisho Vecho, and write Hashem with a Hey. Okay, and somehow this was a simon tov, and you do something with the Arava, okay? I'm not exactly even sure what they did exactly. But somehow they wrote down on Hoshana Rabbah, which we know is by tradition the day of the final Chasima and so on, or almost the final Chasima. So, and he quotes this, I'm not sure what that is, but Chidah says they would write it, and it was okay because they wrote Hashem Yishmo. They just wrote a Hey. Hashem Yishmo Tzeis Allah. And they didn't write out the name of Hashem. Even though it was going to ultimately be erased, whatever they were doing, it wasn't permanent. Okay, so the implication of that is that it's mutter, that this concern that there are more raises of it's going to get thrown out. Yeah, that's if it's the actual name of Hashem, but just a Hey or something like that is not a problem. And the Radvaz also writes, okay, in his Tshuva Chelek Aleph and Reish Vav, Shalta Mimene Amashinago Am Lichtov Gimel Yudin, three yuds or two yuds with a thing on top, whatever it was, it's mutter erase, and he says. All these things somehow represent the Havaya, however it does, okay, he has three yuds. So three yuds is also the Havaya, 26 plus the four letters of Havaya itself, the 30, the other types of Gematria. Okay, three yuds is 10, 30, however it works out. But he says, even so, he thinks it should be Osir, okay, because even though he wouldn't get Malkus, but it's still Osir, okay, so in this case as well. There's an interesting idea that you're not even because again the yud has a special significance because it is the first letter of the Shem Havaya, or the yud kevavke, right? The yud is the first letter, so you could argue the yud and it still wouldn't help us with the hey, but the yud is the first letter. So an interesting maharsha. I'm saying outside the psukim in Tillim per kufchav dalid, right? Shir mazal David lula Hashem shalom yomar Yisrael. Speaks about in Pasuk Dalet, Azai Hamayim Shtafunu, right? We wouldn't drown by the water, except Pasuk Ches, Azayim B'Shem Hashem, Osir Shmai V'Arit. There's a Marsha in Sukkah, on Nun Gimel V'Ralav, where he has a Divra Masra Hani Tesla Shir Malos. There's a whole Medrash when David wanted to build the foundation of the Beis Hamikdash. He dug all the way down to the Tahom, and he was able to uncover where waters come out. The waters deep in the ground, whatever exactly it means, okay? From the time of my Sibaratius and whatever. Okay, so, and the world would have been flooded, right? Azai Mayim Shafunu. Because he unplugged it, so to speak, the water could come shooting up from the ground and flood the whole world. Okay, we know that they're, like in Parshas Noach, when the book says Mayanos Tahom, right? The underground springs and so on. So, in any event, somehow Achitofel plugged it up by writing the Hey of Hashem's name somehow, okay? Or one letter from Hashem's name and putting him a thing, and that's how he stopped it up. Okay? I'm sorry, he wrote Yud Hey, Kibakar Hashem Tzur Olamin. Okay, so somehow he stopped it up, and that's what the mission, Marsha says, that's what the mission Prick of us says in the Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, right? You learn even one letter from somebody, you owe him, he's treating like your Rebbe. You learn one letter. How do we learn that? From Achitofel. Right, that's what Gemara says. Mishnah says, "Alom lechaver perk echad or loch echad or posting adibra filu ot echad." You have to honor somebody else. And he taught you one letter. So David HaMelech learned only one thing from Achitofel. Okay, one thing from Achitofel, and what's the one letter? That was this letter that stopped it up. Okay, so you see there that one letter, okay, you know, can be significant also. That's a medrash, okay, but it's an interesting medrash. The Tshuvas of Harkasta the Anya, the Rav in Romania before the war, Chelikalov Sin Samech, okay, he thinks it's not what the Marsha means. I'm not going to read it now because lately there's a difference there, take on the whole Marsha, and he thinks there's no issue whatsoever, okay, with writing, you know, writing a one letter, okay, and certainly if it's the hey, look at the top. Elabaos Yud Hashem Yuchad Mushum Shas Cholas Hashem Yuchad. Fine. Elabaos Hey, the Gam Milas Haschola Inkan. What is the hey? I mean, it's not even the beginning of the name of Hashem. It's nothing. Okay. Ma Chashash Yesh Badavar. What possible problem is there? Okay. So he doesn't think any issue. He doesn't think there's any issue with that. He learns the whole Maharsho differently. And he says the truth is, and this is again in the Chuvas Maharil. Again, Ashkenazi Posek in the Siman Kup Tzadi Beis, okay? He also writes, again, erasing is about the full name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He says, and he says if it's just some other reference, it's not really the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he thinks it's mutter to, you know, to be mochik, also mutter to be mochik. And based on that, the Maharsham, Chelek Aleph Siman Kup Muntes, also was asked, 51, or Shame Ayin Beis, the 42-letter name of Hashem, the 72-letter, all these Tzirufei Osos, having Kabbalah, combining letters. You know, what's the story over here? Okay, so he quotes the Radbaz with the Yudin, and then he quotes this Maharil. And he says that it's Mutter, but again, the same thing. You can be Somech, but only visitor go. All right? The in terms of our getting back to the hay, so Rav David C. Hoffman in his Shuvas Melamed Lahoil Chelak Arachaim Simukuf Yud Gimel Oschop says openly 52 Mutter Lisrof Igeres Shekasu Botevos Beis Hay straight up Im Nichav Shakor Shekasav Shalano Yemenu Din Ksav. He throws in something else important which will come back to, but he said it's Mutter to write it out. Rav Moshe Fine to erase it. You can erase it. Beis Hay you can erase. And if you can erase it, then it's okay to include a letter that someone may throw out, right? Come back to what we're talking about, right? In other words, if it's mutter, erase it, then there's no problem sending such a letter to somebody who's going to throw it out. So what? It's mutter to throw it out altogether. You don't even have to have it tzor gadol. That's what emerges from, really from that Maril, from our Sham, but explicitly from the Malamed Lahoil. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a different shuva, Yoredeya Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, he writes, Mashahar Bei Noagim B'michtevei Chol, Lichtov Lamala Beis Hei. So there's two questions. In Yeshba Zem Maila, is any reason to do it? Is any good to do it? And, or Kemoshim, or Adar Rabbi Chashash Yisra, maybe there's an Yisra. Okay? See, right, the people have that practice. Okay? Some people think that it's Osir, even though it has only one name of Hashem. He says, Mistaber Shalom Gora Mashne Yudin. You don't think it's any worse than a two Yudin, okay? Which, you know, we said you can do if there's a Torah. But here too, okay? But he says something else, which may have been true then when he wrote it. I don't know when this shoe was written on dated, but he writes, "Any rov is that Isser ben Yinaseinu became shalom motzer shiimchaku medinaseinu lo motzer klaus yiku near zeli knochu beis hakisei." Okay, they won't use paper. At one time, they had paper for, they have toilet paper. They use whatever paper around. Have to worry about that nowadays. And he also says that to throw it in Mokum Bizon is probably not also true because people burn their paper today. Yeah, but not sure now. You know, people don't burn their paper. One time they did. Okay, maybe it was just for firewood and so on. So, that. But anyway, he doesn't have a problem with the Beis Hei. At the same time, he says to be matbid, I don't think there's a big, you know, the rabbi. We never found the Divrei Rabbi Seinu to write Beis Hei. That's he writes. If people want to do it. Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong. But he doesn't think there's any big mila to go ahead and do it. But he's right to the end. Im kosev Beis Samach Dalet. Sure. That's for sure. Okay, that's what many people do. Okay, and he writes also the chaynim kosel like in a wedding invitation. Okay, because from the shin, you realize it's not the shame Hashem. You just say Hashem. You know, people Hashem just means the name, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, right? It's just the name. That's all it means. The word name. So the shin in Bez Hashem is Baruch means enough. The hey doesn't stand for Hashem, actual name, but rather for the word Hashem. Rav Adya Seif also in the Tshuva.
If you wrote on Hebeza,
any problem with that.
So then, when at least you wrote the word Hashem, no, probably not. Probably the same reason. Also not. Right. Same thing, because it doesn't, right, the hey does not stand for God's name. It means the name. Right. Shuvi Chavadat, the same Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Ches, he quotes from different sources that we saw. So I got someone from Lamadnu Mikan Shiyesh Lihmanam Lechtov Shem Shemayim Yishtar Ahed Yotos from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and those other Rishonim we saw. And according to the Ramah, you should not write the Shem Shemayim Yishtar Ahed Yotos or Hasmonos from the Sibus, right, invitation to parties. Meshaderech Vashlichon Ibud Benim Tzah Shem Shemayim Mutal B'Bizar Chashom. He quotes that Tashpeis and Ramah and so on. However, that's only true, he says, Ulam in the end of that paragraph, Nira says, Dafkach Shitav Shem Shammai Beferis. Abbas says, Kose Barosh Tabus Bays, hey, Hafa Pisha Mechabim Shem Hashem, Amos Nesakov. The Rabbi Yosef really spells out this distinction. He says that if it's in an invitation where you actually write the name Hashem on those documents, then one Rosh Hashanah wrote, Kelo, your own name Hashem, okay, so that's Taka Osir. But to write just Bays, hey, no Osir at all. Now he does mention, Amnam Ra'isa Lagan, of course, from Yosef Rosen, the Shalosh Jewish Tufnas Panet, that's the Raka Chover. He says, Ruach HaCheres Imo, V'dayto L'Hachum is there. Okay, and you should not write Beis Hei Barosh Mechtovim. And he quotes that Rav Azeh, I mentioned earlier, had a problem with it. Okay, and he quotes the Marshal and Sukkah, but from Vachitofel and so on. However, he writes, Ulam Achar, Ir Nira Sha'ikir, Kedir Rachonim, the other Rachonim, Shekol, Shenichto, Barosh Hei Tevos, Ein Bo Kedusha, Omuto L'Mochko, and he writes, V'sikum, Mutter lichto beiz hey barosh hamichtovim v'igor shlomim v'chein nagu shlomim when he saw the tov v'nachon lasos came. So he thinks it's a good idea. The Moshe, he said nothing wrong. He didn't see any big positive. He likes it. Okay, and it's interesting in the Chuvus of Moshe Sternberg, Chuvus von Hogus Chelik Alasim and Top Reish Mem also asked ha'im nachon lichto beiz hey b'michtovim. He quotes the Tzafnas Panach Raga Chavu, says that it's also. But he says, Umiyo Shamati B'Shem Marna Agarni Yisrael Zev Salavetsi, that's all I got on business, the Brisk Arav, that the Ramah's concern is not Mechikas Hashem with the Yudud, it's Kvod Hashem, it's a covet. We have a kinoi, but Beis Hei, that's not even a kinoi, not even a nickname, it's nothing. So he says, he doesn't think there's any, so he says, therefore, the Brisk Arav was not nervous about this, and he does say that he heard that the Grod did not write Beis Hei. Chaim Volozhin also didn't write it, and I think he mentioned the Chazanish or whatever. He says, whatever, it's not a mechika, so he has that it's mutter. Okay, it's not a problem. Just to finish up, the last thing I wanted to look at is what about the name of Hashem in English or another language? Yeah.
And the Moshe finds it to say that there's a difference between throwing it in the garbage and
burning it. Right, because it's like it's more of a comedic way of disposing, I guess, yeah, as opposed to throwing it out with the banana peels and chicken bones, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today,
but it's not like it today.
But today, like putting it in the recyclable.
Right. So the truth of the matter is, I should many years ago, somebody had an article in one of the RJJ journals about Seamus, which relates to this, obviously, the whole discussion. Shame. I think I was, when I was a little kid, I thought Seamus was a Yiddish word, you know, Seamus. It just means names, Shemo. You know, it's a name, name, that's what it means. You know, but the guy had, he thought that you could recycle, you know, that it comes with positive use. It's going to be used for derivative, you know, for positive, yeah. But something that won't be, but the name, maybe it is one more covered, I'm not sure. Yeah, to look at our article. Just to finish up, what about in a different language? So the Gemara, Shabbos Kuftez Vomen Aleph, talks about what you can do if there's a fire up on Shabbos, what you're allowed to save, what you're not allowed to save, and so on. Obviously, lives you can save, but the Gemara says, what if you have a Sefer Torah? And it's okay, of course, take the Sefer Torah, but what if you have something written, Itmar Kuftez Vomen Aleph Shabbos, Itmar Kosen Targum of Holoshen, Vunamar Ein Matzion Osun Nezaleko? Can you say something which has the name of Hashem? Okay, and so and Rashi says, "Tolar all kisra kodesh." The Rambam Paskin in Parakov Gimel with the Shabbos lechachavav muto lahatzil kol kisra kodesh sheish bechotzel lechotzer acheres. You can carry anyway, without an air. Okay, whatever is the fire. Okay, but he does mention, and this is another distinction that we saw. Okay, things which are written b'ksav ashuris. The Rambam says you're not allowed to save something which is not written in Ksav. No, I'm sorry, the Ksav Ashuris. The Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. which implies that something written in another script that doesn't have that kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch already doesn't make that distinction anymore. You're in our Chaim Shin Lamadav Chol Shabbos of Yud Beis 59. Kol Kisar Kodesh Matzino Idna, anything Kisar Kodesh. At a filuk sud b'chol lashon. Okay, even another language. Okay, because today, we write everything down. That's the Mogar Avraham writes in Kol Tezayim. Idna, things are different. The difference because we write everything, and therefore, for that purpose, it needs Gneza. We don't always write everything in Ksama Shurus. That's how the Berhetev explains in Kot Yeralef. There's Manach Chachma Talmud. It was also to write anything in any other language, okay? In any Ksav. So you couldn't save it. But today, we write everything in anything, so it all has the same Kedusha. And Shabbos is also. Yeah, all right, exactly. So you can save all that as a fire. So just to finish up on it later, I'm sorry. I just want to say a couple of quick things. There are more in the Tshuva. And Simon Lamadal will say it outside, says that there's another tzad that he makes on all this stuff today because he proves that something which is not written in the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, which our regular Hebrew is script, or what they call Rashi script, you know? Rashi is of nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi probably never saw Rashi script. Not how he wrote. It's just that we'd call today a different font. That's all it is, right? It's just a different script. Like a different, you know. But, so he says those things seem to have lesser kedusha, and maybe the issue of destroying wouldn't even apply to all those things. So that's another tzad to be mako on Beis Hay and so on. The Rokeach in the laws of Shavuos, in Reis Sadimov, has a fascinating practice that they used to have on Shavuos. Read 54, again, I'll say it quickly, the hour's late. But the Rokeach writes, there was a minig on Shavuos that they used to take all the little kids on one day of Shavuos, I don't know, on the day of Matan Torah, and they would sit all the kids down, they'd make a big fuss, and they would start reading in Hebrew, in front of the Rebbe, like we do by Hopsharon sometimes, you know, but that's like, well, here they would have it on Shavuos, and a kid would read the Aleph Beis, and then Karativa on Emotion, all these different things, okay? And then they brought out a cake which had written on it a Pasuk, Hashem Elohim Nasani Lashon Lamudim. And the kid would get to eat the cake. So isn't that a problem of erasing the name of Hashem was on the top of the cake? You know, forget about erasing on Yontif on Shabbat, that's a different problem. But I'm talking about forget about Aris, that's okay. Apparently, the Rokeach said that was the minig. Now, again, full disclosure, the Tashbeis Kotman, Siman Tov Tezayin, he objects to that practice. 65. Omer she'asur lichtov ala uga she'nos tanarim mishum psichas alei mishmos shakadosh baruch hu. Write something without the name of Hashem. Write something else. Don't write the name of Hashem. But apparently, they were concerned about that, and the tzad lahokel is that it wasn't written in Ksav Ashuris. It was written in some other Ksav. So therefore, you see... apparently, even the Shem Hashem, right? Even the Shem Hashem itself. Because the Pasuk says, yeah, because that's based on Aramor. It's based on Aramor. But I'm saying the same story, that doesn't have the same condition. Okay? Again, the Tashbeis doesn't like it. Tashbeis Kotman doesn't like it. The Or HaChaim in Din Avas Hashem Yerosa Ozvav says that, again, that the whole issue of Mochek, okay, he also distinguishes different types of Ksav, and also suggests that maybe it's only a problem in the regular ksiva, not what's called ksivas mashik, which is our ksav and so on. There's another sefer called Sefer Tashbeis by somebody else. He has been, two Rishonim with the same initials. The Tashbeis caught was a Talmud of Maharam Gutenberg, named Shimshon Besorek. There was a Sfar, there was Shimon Ben Semach. The Ran was a Talmud Ramban. Okay, so he has Tshuvas Tashbeis, two different people, Chelek Aleph, Simon Beis. Okay, he talks about it and thinks that, it's perhaps in another language. Okay, he quotes the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos was paragraph halacha dalit, right? All the kinuyim and so on, it counts as a shrua. That's a question. Should it count also? He thinks that the only issur the Tashmites writes is ein osur limchok el shiva, only those seven names, and that's it. Again, back to the Beis Hay would be okay, and certainly in another language. Okay, now when it comes to cursing, so that the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat in the Chom Zayin Tif Aleph, this is 59, writes. Okay, if you curse somebody, some other nickname, even another, perhaps even another language, okay, is no worse than other nickname, that's what Smart points out. So you see, it does have a status. And both the Rabbi Yonasan Abishit and the Urim there in Simchot Zayin, Sukkot Beis, and the Nesivis, the Chidushim there in Simchot Zayin, Sukkot Beis, both those great poskim on Choshen Mishpat, the Tumim and the Nesivis, both write, got. Okay, he says, look at 71, I'm going to say to Rabbim, Rov Hamane Am Einam Nizhar, Omer B'Losh and Askenaz, God Zolim Strafen, God Zolim Slogan. Right? People curse somebody else. May God strike you down, right? They'll say, God. We're over in love shel Torah. He says, that's the name of Hashem. It's a love to curse one of that name. But it's a certain sense, perhaps it's even worse than a keynote. Okay? And he says, and people do this and it's wrong. That's what Nesiva says also. And they think it's only a nikkah. No, it's not right. So that's, and that'll be the same problem. And therefore, according to this, to write the name of God, I'm supposed to be thrown out. That could be a problem. That's why some people write Gideshdi. You know, they say that for Moshe Salameh didn't want to go to the bathroom with coins because it says in God we trust. Or dollar bill says in God we trust. Unless it was inside a kis b'dov kis, you know. So that's what he held. Okay. The Shach writes the other way. In Tim Kupai and Tessio, they say, quote, Niralev, Hashem b'loshon HaKodesh Hashem, or b'loshon Chol ain't no shame call. That's the other extreme. Umutu limcho shame shenim b'loshon Chol, to go got b'loshon Ashkenaz, or Bug, whatever that is, b'loshon Poland, b'loshon, whatever the names, nicknames of Kodesh Baruch Hu are. Okay? And the same discussion in the Beis HaKisei, the some Pei-Hei of Shulchan Aruch, in the Orchaim, the Mishabur, they answer, quote, Yod also, right? So many hold that it's perfectly permissible to say, maybe it's not permissible to say it in the Beis HaKisei, but you can erase it. The Rav Chaim Oza is a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Beis, Os Aleph, look at 76, Alvar Shelos Menogela, Israelite, was a newspaper, a Jewish newspaper, a local Jewish paper. They would write the name of Hashem Belaz, and many people throw out newspapers, so they end up in the garbage. He has the same thing, and he also discusses that he thinks there's room to be lenient about it, that it's not really the full name of Hashem, you know, despite the ruling of the Tumim and so on, that he quotes. Okay, he says the Tumim and the Sivis will be machmer about this, but nevertheless, he says, he thinks especially this indirect, you're not this, like you said, putting in the recycling, you're not even destroying it. Right? Gram Mechika, and so he talks about it. So we'll just end with the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Shtermer, Kedekal of Simon Tok, Reish Lametez, Eimutu Lahazki Belah is Hashem God. Right? Can you say God? And he quotes the Tshuva about the Israelite. And he says, well, perhaps, he quotes the Mishaburah, that you're not allowed to be Mezazah by saying it in the Beis HaKisei, but there's no issue to erase it. Okay? And that's the question. Should the written word be different than a printed word? That's what some suggest. And he writes, the Tshuva Mahagos does, but that's why it's became popular in some places to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Eibishter. Right? That's what he writes. The Eibishter means he was on high, he was above. Okay? And, you know, maybe God, they wouldn't use. They were careful not to use the word God. So again, they're different positions. Again, one should be careful. The bottom line is to be careful. I think that the more common practice today is, like these posts going to say, the base, hey, is certainly okay. And also in English, if you have just the word God, people are not necessarily mocked, but some posts are going to show up. Okay, I'll go to the bottom of the letter.